I want to back up a little again and ask, did you make friends with any prisoners that you liberated?
No. I never really had much to do with them. When I was going home, they waited. We were in the camp, you know, called Lucky Strike in Le Havre, France. And they were waiting on us on, you know, built out soup and everything.
The Izzy story.
Oh, well, when the war ended, I told you we were in southern France, southern Germany. No, we were in Czechoslovakia, rather. And then from Czechoslovakia, we went to occupy certain area in southern Germany, around the Regensburg area. Well, we had enough points. I had the five battle stars, and I had a bronze star, and so many months in service. So we went home by points. I don't know if you ever heard of it. They gave 1 point for each service, 5 points for each medal, 5 points for each combat medal. And so I had enough points to come home. And half, most of us did anyway. And they divided our division into two branches. One went to the 9th Armored Division and one to the 16th. They were going home. My division was staying in Germany as occupied troops. We didn't want to stay anymore. So it put me in with the 16th Armored, and I ended up in Marienbad, Czechoslovakia, where we were getting trains to go to Le Havre, France. And while we were there, they put us up at nice hotels in Marienbad. That was a resort. It was German and Czech. Had two names, a German name and a Czech name. But anyway, we saw a USO show. It was a Hungarian circus. Good. And I came out, and it was dark, and all the hotels looked alike, you know. And I see a kid walking in the street with an American uniform on, you know, a GI clothing. So I walk over to him and I said, "Sprachen Sie Deutsch?" You know, "Do you speak German?" And he looks at me. He says, "Ich rede Yiddish echad." That means I speak Jewish too. So he looked at my map of Jerusalem. So we start talking. He was a 16-year-old kid. His name was Izzy. And he told me a story. He was 12 and a half when they took him out of this little shtetl, this village in Poland. And he went all through the camps. He had a mother and father, three sisters and two brothers. They were all wiped out. He was the only one that survived. He was in a camp. He was a tough kid, you know. He said he had a bullet in his leg one time, a little 22, and he dug it out with a spoon, you know. And he told me that he befriended, you mentioned meeting, Jared talking to Germans, he befriended one of the soldiers in the camp. Because the SS, they hit him with a butt of a rifle. I don't know how he survived, but he was a tough kid, 12 and a half, when he went in. And he was 16 then, he was almost in 4 years. And he started telling me the story, how he went from one camp to another. And when he befriended this one German guard, he was a Wehrmacht, an elderly soldier, he took a liking to Izzy and he gave him extra piece of bread or something. That's how he survived.